We're going to stay with Quebec City, that is, where it's in the 20s today. Pretty balmy for one of the coldest cities in North America. But the cold doesn't keep Quebecers hunkered down at home. In fact, the city's just wrapping up its winter carnival, 2 weeks of partying outdoors in below freezing temps. Reporter Valerie Hamilton discovered Quebec's secret recipe for keeping warm.
Everyone loves a parade, right? But standing in 2 feet of snow at 5 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind blowing, you might love it a little less. In Quebec, that's where caribou comes in. Caribou, as in the reindeer with the furry antlers, the animal is the namesake of Quebec's favorite wintertime outdoor party drink.
It keeps you warm, and so you can continue to watch the parade. That's why we drink it.
When it's really cold outside, and it often is, people here say caribou is liquid sunshine. The name is not a coincidence, says folklorist Jacques Dupuy.
It used to be a mix of alcohol and caribou blood. But they changed the recipe because some people were not very into blood, you know.
Despite this checkered past, or maybe because of it, caribou is something of a cultural icon in Quebec. There's even an official Carnival Time Caribou Museum where Dupuy is the musical entertainment. It's crowded with people this afternoon, singing along to the words, "Caribou knocks me out, but love wakes me up again." Romantic, right? But the star attraction here is the drink itself. Richard LeBlanc is manning a busy bar.
But on a Saturday like today, we could go like 600, 700, 800 glasses like this.
People bundled up in down coats and fur hats are lining up for little steaming plastic cups of what looks like mulled wine. But LeBlanc says what's inside has more of a kick.
One, it's okay. Two is perfect. Three, you're getting close to danger. You're going to make the angel in the snow, and maybe you'll do things that you hope no one's going to take on picture and on Facebook or these things.
So if there's no blood in caribou anymore, what is in it? There's just one official producer, but the label on the bottle is not much help. On one side, a herd of caribou in the snow. On the other, it says it's an authentic Canadian fortified wine of, quote, Aboriginal origin, 22.9% alcohol or about 46 proof. Ingredients?
Well, wait, let's read. Wine, alcohol, natural flavors, and something else.
Alcohol. I don't know.
We don't know what kind of alcohol. I think it's hot wine and alcohol mix.
Does anybody know the recipe for caribou?
No.
The recipe for the official stuff is, in fact, a trade secret. But who cares? At carnival time, the streets of the old city are lined with bars sculpted out of ice, where bartenders in parkas serve caribou shooters from ice shot glasses. Some people bring their own in hollow plastic canes topped with the head of Quebec's official carnival snowman.
You unscrew his head, you pour the drink in, and then you walk around on the street drinking that caribou out of the cane.
Steve Gaudreau leads historical tours of Quebec City. He explains that caribou blood thing, a simple misunderstanding. Back in the day, French trappers would add hard liquor to barrels of wine to keep it from going bad. Native people saw the color and thought the trappers were drinking blood.
Because that's what it looked like. And the name kind of stayed, and then it became just a cultural thing to drink in the winter. And now we have this caribou drink that people can make themselves. A lot of people do.
As for the ingredients, he says, caribou, like winter, is what you make it.
My personal recipe, I take a nice Merlot wine or a nice Bordeaux wine, not too strong, usually two-thirds of wine, one-third of brandy, and I add, personally, a little bit of maple syrup.
For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Quebec City, Canada.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.